consultant. Although I enjoyed some of my work, I did not derive any deep satisfaction from any of it. I often felt that if I were to fall off the face of the earth, my clients would hardly notice. They would simply plug someone else into my role. More important, my life was not a unique expression of my soul. A spiritual but not a religious person, I longed to make a contribution to the world that would be uniquely me, but I had no idea what that might be. I had exhausted the usual routes one explores to find meaning and purpose. I was lost and floundering. Then an inspiration came to me. Why not consult a medium? Although I had a strong belief in God, I had never, as far as I knew, directly experienced the metaphysical. I felt I had nothing to lose. I researched mediums and selected someone with whom I felt comfortable. My session with the medium took place on May 7, 2003. I remember the exact date, because on that day, my life changed. I told the medium very little about myself, describing my circumstances only in the most general terms. She explained that each of us has spirit guides, non-physical beings with whom we plan our lives prior to incarnation. Through her, I